This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The leading Republican candidates for Missouri lieutenant governor seem to have adopted a personal tone in their contest on public radio station KCUR in Kansas City today. Two-term lieutenant governor Peter Kinder debated state senator Brad Lager. Lager is one of three Republicans challenging Kinder in the August 7th primary. Kinder has suggested Lager profited from the federal health care overhaul through work at a health care technology company. He says Lager had essentially lobbied for the company and accused Lager of not properly disclosing some financial dealings. Lager says he has never lobbied and accused Kinder of attacking private industry. He also criticized Kinder for not breaking tie votes in the Senate and for spending hundreds of nights at St. Louis hotels. According to the Associated Press, Kinder has repaid the state for the hotel stays. Meanwhile, the race for U.S. Senate in Missouri adopted a warmer tone today. Former vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is starring in a new Missouri ad promoting the U.S. Senate campaign of Sarah Steelman. In a TV spot that began running today, Palin described Steelman as an economist who, quote, defends our tax dollars like a mama grizzly defends her cubs. Steelman, a former state treasurer, is one of several Republicans competing in an August 7th primary to challenge Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill.
The latest Mason-Dixon poll in Missouri shows Republican Mitt Romney leading Democratic President Barack Obama by 9%. Romney tallied 51%, while Obama had 42%. The survey also shows Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill trailing any of her three likely Republican challengers. In the Republican Senate primary, the poll found 33% supported John Bruner, 27% for Sarah Steelman, and 17% for Congressman Todd Akin. 19% remain undecided. Results also showed Democratic Governor Jay Nixon leading his potential Republican challengers. Bruner has supplied nearly $7 million to his campaign for U.S. Senate. Federal campaign finance reports show Bruner contributed almost $2 million to his campaign during the first 18 days of July. For her own campaign, Steelman contributed $100,000 last week on top of a previous $500,000 loan. Congressman Akin has not self-financed a Senate campaign. U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler wants to reduce federal regulators' authority over hydroelectric projects. While in Camdenton today, the Republican Congresswoman discussed plans to introduce legislation next week designed to limit the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's authority over issues not directly connected to power generation. Currently, land included within the boundary of the hydroelectric project falls under FERC's authority, while other property does not. The measure would allow state legislatures to give local communities greater authority over shoreline management. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.